He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the December 4th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. I'm in Mesa, Arizona, however, one more day, and then we'll be back in San Diego tomorrow. So we've been on a little bit of a road trip, but enjoying some family time here during this holiday season. Well, we've got kind of a mixed open here to the market after a really good day yesterday. The S&P is down 3 points right now. The S&P is at 2,071. It's down about 0.2%. The Dow is down 47 points right now. The Dow is at 17,864, down 0.3%, but we continue to close in on that 18,000 level, don't we? Maybe we get there before the end of the year. Would not surprise me at all, as the market's got a pretty good head of steam right now. The NASDAQ up 7. It's bucking the trend. That's why I call it a mixed open. One of the major indexes is up, while the other two are down. NASDAQ up 7. It's at 4,781. Gold, which is trying to find the bottom. I sent out a tweet yesterday on American Barrick, ABX, which looks like it's finally starting to build a base. It's attempted to build a base many times over the last several years. I've had no exposure to gold for the last 3 years. But as always, I'm interested. I'm looking. I'm watching. Crude oil back down 1.3% today at 66.49. And the 10-year yield right now is at 2.28%, call it. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, $65 per barrel oil, obviously one of the main stories in today's market and the economy right now. I saw one article, sub $2 gas spotted at an OnQ express station in Oklahoma City. They're selling gas for $1.99. The first time anything below $2 has been seen since midsummer of 2010. While the national average right now is $2.74 cents per gallon, that's 51 cents lower than it was a year ago, and this translates into $200 million per day into consumers' pockets. Well, as always, there's winners and losers when a commodity goes up, when interest rates go up, or interest rates go down, when commodity prices go up, commodity prices go down. Obviously, the big winner here right now and continues to be the consumer. And I've seen a massive rebound in the consumer stocks, which have been dead, really, for the last year. When I think back on 2012, that was a year that the consumer stocks did really, really well as we continued to come out of that recession, as the jobs picture continued to improve, as home prices continued to rebound. And I can remember 2010 having a really good year in stocks like Dollar Tree and Ross Stores and TJ Maxx and others, Tractor Supply. And then they went flat in 2013. 2013 was all about the biotechs, the drug stocks, the technology stocks, mainly from the small cap arena of the U.S. markets. Now, this year has seen several little mini crashes and mini rallies in different areas of the market. Then, obviously, you would have to call the crash this year in the oil and gas stocks. that obviously has not been a good place to be. Now, it was earlier this year, and that's why I believe in active management. I don't believe in buy and hold. Those oil stocks are down 30 to 40% from their highs. So the losers in this oil plunge, obviously, the oil producers, the oil service companies, the oil equipment companies. And unfortunately, states like Texas and North Dakota and Oklahoma and Louisiana and other oil, heavily oil-dependent states where a lot of the jobs come from oil. I mentioned yesterday that a REIT, a real estate investment trust, was downgraded by a large firm in the U.S. because the real estate investment trust has exposure to Houston. And obviously, Houston is a pretty big oil city. Also, the losers are international, global losers. Russia, we've mentioned, probably the biggest loser of all. Saudi Arabia is definitely a loser in all of this. But I think Saudi Arabia probably has a plan, and Saudi Arabia is watching oil prices fall, maybe even helping to drive oil prices down, which I believe is happening, with a couple of ends in sight. But in the meantime, their economy takes a hit. And Iran, obviously, is a loser in this drop in oil prices. Well, enough for the losers. How about the winners, us, the consumer, right before Christmas? And I've seen a massive rebound in the retail stocks, whether it's Walmart, whether it's Target, whether it's Ross Stores, whether it's TJ Maxx, whether it's Costco, whether it is Tractor Supply. All of these stocks are on the rebound right now. And that's why I like, in my system of investing, I like going where the action is. To me, it would be silly to continue to own oil stocks several months ago when they started to plunge, when they started to go the way of the commodity that they follow. There is a heavy correlation between the oil stocks and the price of the commodity that they produce. And it makes no sense to me to be a passive manager saying, oh, no, you should have 7 or 8% weighting to the energy sector because it's a 7 to 8% part of our economy. That just doesn't make sense to me. I believe there's times to not have any exposure. I don't care how big of a sector it is on our economy. I can remember back the first time that Bill Clinton ran for office and Hillary Clinton was rattling sabers, both of them were, at the drug industry. And I can remember the big sell-off in the drug industry back then. That wasn't a good place to be back then. Now it's a great place to be. Obamacare has brought a lot more people into the system, whether you're for it or against it. It has brought a lot more consumers of healthcare products into the system, and the healthcare sector continues to be one of the healthiest sectors in the entire market. So times change, the economy changes, the world changes. In fact, it seems like almost every day we wake up to a different world. But these trends remain in place for months, sometimes even years. This biotech pharmaceutical trend has now been in place for the last 3 to 5 years as one of the leading sectors, as the leading sector in the entire market. So I believe as times change, your portfolio has to change along with it. And that's why I have to be here fishing these waters every single day to try to figure out which way the tides are going. So anyway, sub $2 gas right now, not good for Houston, but it's good for Costco, and it's good for the airline stocks. I continue to own two airline stocks and a trucking stock, which are benefiting wildly from these low energy prices at the current time. Well, we find out today that Europe is on hold with their QE. I've been saying Europe's looking a little more interesting to me, but I'm not convinced yet. I think there's a lot of a lot of hurdles in the way for Europe to do any kind of massive quantitative easing. The place, again, that looks the most interesting internationally to me, I already have a 10% exposure to India, but China is looking very, very interesting right now. A lot of Chinese stocks breaking out, and now we can buy A-share China stocks, stocks that trade on the Shanghai Stock Exchange, which used to be very hard to buy. So that's an area that looks very, very interesting to me once again. Other than that, the bull market is still in place. U.S. stocks, still the best asset class in the world for now. We'll get more specific when we come back. This is Bill Gunnarsson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Winners and losers in the oil price plunge, big topic here recently in the markets, been discussed much. Why have oil prices plunged? Who's behind it? What's causing it? What's the ultimate goal? Who's ever driving these oil prices down? Because I do believe there's definitely some manipulation here. Punishing Russia, obviously, a major theory out there on the street. Punishing Iran, another theory on the street. Shutting down the U.S. frackers, another theory. Well, as investors, we have to invest in the areas that can give us some profits from what is going on in the world. And when something this drastic happens, there's going to be some big winners and there's going to be some big losers. And I've been pointing out for the last several weeks in my newsletter, I've been discussing this subject of these oil price plunges and where the winners are coming from and the areas to avoid and what's behind it all. And I'll start working on my newsletter once again today. I'll be sending it out this weekend just like I do every other weekend. And I believe that there's something in there for every type of investor. Well, I've just got a few thousand dollars, Mr. Gunderson. What can I do? Well, knowing whether to be in or out of the market is a very important thing to begin with. Number two, well, is this a small-cap mutual fund world? Is this a ETF world that favors emerging markets? Is it a world that favors commodities right now, or should you be inverse the market, which is another option that you have? Well, I only have a 401k, Mr. Gunderson. I'm limited to mutual funds that are offered by my employer. Well, I have a mutual fund model portfolio. The first thing you have to decide with your mutual fund is whether to be, or with your 401k, is whether to be in or whether to be out. And I've had you in for the last 5.5 years. And I don't know. I mean, you talk to your fellow employees. How many of them are saying, oh, I'm out of the market. I've been out for the last couple of years. I don't believe in this economy right now. I think it's all fake or made up. Well, you could say Mr. Gunderson's newsletter, you should listen to his show. He looks at the real world. He doesn't look at the world he thinks should be out there. Instead, he looks at the real world every day and bases his decisions on that. So I have a 401k model portfolio. And the second thing you need to decide as a 401k investor is which funds to be in. Should you be in the bond funds, the emerging market funds, the money market funds, or should you have your foot on the accelerator and be in the aggressive growth or the small caps or the mid caps? Well, we address that every single week. Well, I'm a government employee, Mr. Gunderson. I just have a thrift savings plan. I have a thrift savings plan model portfolio. Well, Mr. Gunderson, I like to invest in individual stocks, and I've got 25, 30 years ahead of me. What are some of the great growth companies in the world today that are flourishing? I have an aggressive growth model portfolio. Well, Mr. Gunderson, I'm 72 years old. I can't be taking risk at my age. I need some of the very best conservative, maybe even some dividend payers at this point in my life. Can you suggest a nice portfolio that would give me income and some chance, good chance for capital appreciation? Well, I have a growth and income model portfolio. So anyways, my website is pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. And you can get a 4-week trial to my newsletter. which is the Fold newsletter, which has all of the model portfolios. And after that, you'll continue to get my free newsletter, which has my entire take on the market, the asset classes, and the sectors every single weekend. Again, my website is pwstreet.com. I put my heart and soul into that newsletter. It's big type. Yes, it's a 45-page newsletter, but it's big type and lots of pictures, so don't let it intimidate you. And I put it in terms that the average person can understand, whether you're a Wall Street economist or just an Econ 101 guy. Let's put it into layman's terms. Let's make it simple. And let's try and make some money together. One thing that caught my eye here yesterday, you know, I talk a lot about performance of stocks. And I like to give the 10-year track record of stocks. To me, that's an indication of how stockholder-friendly management is. Yes, the CEO of a company is responsible for producing a good product in an honest and ethical fashion, and being good to his employees and being good to the environment. But as an investor, the one thing I'm interested in more than anything else is being friendly to the shareholder and creating gains and putting money in the shareholders' pockets. That's what I try to do here on my radio show, is put money in your pockets. And a CEO of a company has a duty to grow the company and to reward the people that have been invested in his company. Well, let me just talk about a stock that's gone from $70 a share down to $2 a share. And I saw this article cross the line yesterday, and I thought it was worth mentioning. Activist Canal Capital has disclosed a 3 million share or 9% stake in thestreet.com. and issued a letter blasting Jim Cramer for hosting a CNBC show while simultaneously serving as a director, major shareholder, and employee of TST, thestreet.com. Says Connell, from May 1999 to December 2013, Jim Cramer has extracted more than $14 million in cash payouts from thestreet.com, including millions more paid out as stock options, despite the long decline of thestreet.com stock, which has gone from $70 a share to $2.20 per share during that same period of time. The firm calls on Jim Cramer to either put thestreet.com up for sale or resign from CNBC. Now, you see, this is what activist investors do. They go in there and try to create change at companies that they think will be good for the shareholders and, of course, also good for their holdings, which this company, Canal Capital, now has a 9% stake in thestreet.com. So all I can say is thestreet.com would be the last stock that I would ever own. This is an example of a stock that's not flourishing. This is a stock example of a stock that's mismanaged. Now, whether you want to place it on Jim Cramer's shoulders or not, I don't know how much he has to do with the everyday management of the company, but he is the face of thestreet.com, and someone has to accept responsibility for a stock that goes from $70 a share down to $2 per share. So, would it qualify as the best stock now? It is publicly traded, TST. Not in my book. When we come back, we'll give an example of a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the market continues to flourish, not every single day, but we've gone from 600 to over 2,000. Come on. That's more than a triple in the market, and we have not really had much of any pullbacks along the way. Oh, 10, 12%, we've had a few of those. And at some point, it will come to an end. We all know that. There will be another bear market out there. So you have your choice. You know, you can buy the indexed annuities that have no downside risk. Your principal is guaranteed. But your upside is very, very limited. That's the exchange. That's the trade-off for safety. You can go down to the bank and buy a CD and get 1%. You're not going to lose your money. Your principal is going to remain the same along the way, but the return is very paltry. That's the trade-off for extreme safety. There's different levels of safety, and you have to determine where you are at on that risk profile ladder, and you have to act accordingly. But this is a world over the last several years that has attempted to push people away from the bank deposits and the CDs and the short-term notes, etc., out into a little bit more treacherous waters, you might say, of the stock market. And the reason it's been so favorable for stock investors, one of the big reasons, has been Fed policy. Easy money, loose money. And just when loose money begins to end in the U.S., it starts to pick up in other places around the world. And even though Europe's not really going to pick up the baton and run with it just yet, Japan has already started a sprint with their quantitative easing. China has already started to nick away at their interest rates from 6% down to 5.6%. And quantitative easing is a good thing for ownership in companies and equities. It also keeps interest rates low. I'm just saying that in the bond market, in my opinion, I don't see the capital appreciation potential. Look at Bill Gross, that lucky guy. He had the wind at his back for 20 years as interest rates came down, 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 down. And he ran a bond fund. He worked at a bond house, and he became a rock star. Well, you know, he probably picked a good time to leave PIMCO. I don't know that he's going to be the rock star that he was anymore. He doesn't have the wind at his back anymore. Now he has the wind at his face. As you look at over the next 5, 10, 20 years, interest rates can't go much lower, can they? They're already at 2.27 today. Where can they go from here? This is a stock world. This is an equities world. And then you say to yourself, well, I've seen these bear markets come along. I saw the bear back in 2000, and I saw the hit that the NASDAQ took. It's still not back to where it was back in the year 2000. I saw the hit that we took recently in the financial crisis. Well, that's why I believe in active management. There's going to come a time when the economy starts to fall apart. Who knows what will be the catalyst? Growth will stop. Layoffs will increase. Unemployment will start to go up again. GDP will start to drop. Corporate earnings will start to level off. And that old economic cycle of growth, peak, contraction, trough will start to change. And that's why we watch these economic reports so closely. But in the meantime, it's been a bull market for the last 5.5 years, over 5.5 years now, and it's still a bull market, and the best place to be in the world is still the U.S. and in equities. And then when it comes to winners and losers, with the oil price plunge and the gasoline plunge, I was shocked to fill up my tank, $22. $22. I gave them 40 at the window. I said, I need $40 on pump number 3. Clunk. Shuts off. The pump shuts off at $22. I was shocked. Well, imagine filling a 747 airliner. Pilot reaches out the window, gives the guy his credit card, you know, he washes his windows for him, changes the oil, checks the dipstick, fills up the airplane, gives him the bill, and it's a lot less than it used to be, isn't it? And imagine if you have a whole fleet of such airplanes. Well, one of the best stocks now, and one of the stocks that's been a great stock over the years, with or without high oil prices, low oil prices, no matter what environment we're in, Alaska Air has been a great stock over the years. Headquartered in Seattle, Washington, I was watching the marchers and the protesters in Seattle. Ooh, at night, I saw the wind blowing. Listen, we're heard on KKOL in Seattle. I have a lot of clients up there. I love that neck of the woods. But gosh darn, it can get cold up there. Looked really, really chilly last night as those marchers were walking, carrying their flags. The wind looked like it was about 40 miles an hour. Woof, that'll go right through you. But anyways, Alaska Air has navigated just fine over the years. It's now a $7.7 billion company. And by the way, Alaska Air is not the only airline stock that's flourishing right now. You can look at AAL American. You can look at DAL Delta. You can look at UAL, which is United. You can look at ALK, which we're looking at today, putting under the microscope. You can look at Allegiant, ALGT. And I believe the best airline stock of all is Love, Southwest Airlines. But today we've got Alaska Airlines under the microscope. And while the street.com has gone from $70 a share to $2 a share over the last many years, Alaska Airline has done nothing but soar for its shareholders. Now there's a CEO that deserves the pay that he receives. In my opinion, over the last 10 years, Alaska has delivered to its shareholders an annual average return of 21% per year. That's taking the price of Alaska 10 years ago, where it is today, applying a little compound interest equation to it, you get 21.5, while the market's delivered 5. Over the last 5 years, get this, Alaska has delivered to its investors 50% per year, while the market's delivered 13. And over the last 3 years, Alaska's delivered 49% per year, while the market's delivered 18% per year. When I compare Alaska Air to all the other 4,000 different stocks and funds and ETFs in my Best Stocks Now database, Alaska gets a performance grade of A. It's at the top of the class. And I have to admit, I don't know that I've ever flown on Alaska Air. I know they fly to Cabo San Lucas, which is close to La Paz, Mexico, but every time I look up the price, it's twice as much as I pay on the Mexican airline Volaris. And you know me, I'm a value guy. I'm going to fly on the cheaper provider. But Alaska certainly has done a good job for its shareholders over the year. Well, what has it done for us lately? Over the last 12 months, Alaska is up 51%, while the market's up 15%. Alaska gets a momentum grade of A-. Another thing that stands out to me, even in 2008, when the whole world was falling apart, when people were being foreclosed on, people were losing their homes, and the stock market was down 38%, Alaska was up 17% that year, go figure. Well, Alaska Air has been a very, very good performing stock over time. But now we have to look at valuation, because valuation to me is the other half of the equation. Alaska is currently a mid-cap U.S. stock. That's a sweet spot right now amongst asset classes, amongst indexes, and amongst sectors. But let's look at the valuation. The forward P.E. ratio. Now, we're just going to take the current price of Alaska Airlines, which is 57. We're going to divide it by next year's earnings estimates, which are 455, and we get a forward P.E. ratio of 12.5. Alaska is expected to grow by 24% per year over the next 5 years, according to the analysts. That means it's still trading at a steep discount to its growth rate. Alaska, there's no guarantees. It is a stock we own at Gunderson Capital Management. It meets my value criteria. It meets my performance criteria in spades. And out of 3,930 stocks in my database, it comes in at number 24. And again, it is one we own at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. the new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. One last day on the road here in Mesa, Arizona. Be back in San Diego tomorrow. Hopefully some fishing this weekend on the San Diego Harbor. I'm pretty spoiled, however, after that fishing down in La Paz, Mexico, that every cast, 3 to 5 pound fish on 6 pound test. How are you going to beat that? You fishermen know what I'm talking about. Wow. Anyways, listen, very important subject here. Criteria, stock selection criteria. I've read any number of books on the different criteria for stock selection. I mean, you go back, the Bible really is stock analysis the names escape me right now. I'll think about it here in a moment, but it was basically security analysis by one of the great value investors and one of the prophets of value investing, and they took a look at all the different criteria that they deemed to be important as it related to stock selection. Other books have been written over the years. David Dreeman wrote a very good book on contrarian investing, and he looked at the various valuation criteria of stock investing, P.E. ratio, price to sales, price to book value, price to cash flow, dividend yield. And he determined that there was very little difference between them. It was his conclusion that the stocks with the lowest P.E. ratios, the stocks in the bottom quintile, the bottom 20%, you take the whole market and you just invest in the bottom 20% as it relates to P.E. ratio, that was where he felt was the sweet spot of the market. And whether it was price to book value, price to cash flow, or price to sales, or price to earnings, he actually didn't do price to sales. There was another guy, and I'm trying to think of his name, who also ran some mutual funds. His conclusion was price to sales was the number one criteria. Just invest in the stocks with the lowest price to sales ratio on a relative basis. And, of course, then you go over to the momentum camp and the William O'Neill CanSlim method, and his criteria were growing quarterly earnings, growing annual earnings, institutional sponsorship, whether a stock was a leader or a laggard, the volume in the stock, lots of different things, but he was looking for growth. And I mean, the more the better, 150% quarters, 180% quarters. And his methodology and the criteria that he looked at were basically lacking one big thing, in my opinion, and that was valuation. He completely left out. Oh, he looks at it a little bit, but not much. He's more interested in growth, almost growth at any price is what I would call it. And then you've got the whole growth at a reasonable price camp, which is probably where I would put myself. Then you've got the guys that really go into the analysis. They go into profit margin. They go into return on equity. They go into return on investment. And how about current ratios? And how about debt to equity ratios? All kinds of different ratios and formulas that you can analyze a stock till you're upside down, till your head is spinning. And in the end, the studies that I've done over the last 20 years in the business, and I think you can tell I'm a real student of the industry, always trying to learn something new. Of course, you got the, don't forget the technical analysis guys. Well, it's the Bollinger Bands, John Bollinger would say. Well, it's the MACD, another guy would say, Gerald Appel. No, it's the moving average crossovers, another guy would say. You know, so I've studied it over the years. And over the years, I said, you know, there's a lot to be said for valuation in the value camp. However, I have seen so many low PE stocks, low price to sales stocks, the Blackberries of the world and the others that are falling apart for good reason. They're losing market share. All of a sudden, another product has come along that's crushing them, is stealing market share, is taking over domination of the industry, and that sends the other one plunging, and it sends PE ratios lower, and it sends price to sales ratios. And then there's the stocks, however, that don't deserve to be trading where they're at. David Dreeman would say they've been overdone. It's an overreaction. Take British Petroleum, for instance, which got clobbered during the Gulf oil spill. And the driller, Transocean, that was along with it. Those are the kind of things that they look for. They look for crisis investing. Stocks that are overdone on the downside because of a perceived crisis. Well, in my book, I like valuation. I like five-year target prices. I like stocks that still make sense from a valuation point of view. And to me, the second most important criteria, or equally as important, let's give them equal weighting, is the performance of the stock. I talked about thestreet.com in the first quarter of the show, or actually the second quarter of the show, which has gone from $70 a share down to $2 per share. That's a stinker. That's a clunker. Now you've got deep value guys looking at it. Is there anything left in this carcass? Where I would rather see a stock that's gone from $2 a share to $70 a share during that same period of time, because that tells me they're doing something right. And they have something that people want, that folks want. And it continues to grow. I don't know. Listen, everybody's got to decide where they are at on the scale of investing. Give me the stock that's gone from 2 to 70. As opposed to the stock that's gone from 70 to 2. So in my opinion, my observations over the years where I've gotten the best performance is combining value, personally, this is me personally, is combining value and performance. And when those two come together, I believe it makes for a very potent combination. Look, you be the judge for yourself. Today I begin the work on a 40-page newsletter. Now it's big type and it's lots of pictures and a lot of charts. But we're going to lead to a couple of theses in the end and a couple of decisions. We're going to look at the evidence. The jury is going to determine where the best stocks are now. You can get the newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. We also manage money, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.